This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Snow and rain in high hilly and mountainous regions of the provinces in the west, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashim affects normal life. Weather likely to improve today. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Azurana Deobar returns home completing a week-long Geneva visit, claims her visit was successful and result-oriented. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel stresses increasing investment to seek long-term solution to challenges facing health sector. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told to leave White House after angry spat with US President Trump, who accused Zelensky of gambling with World War III. Now, the news in detail. Snow and rain in the mountainous and hilly regions of the Sudurpashim, Karnali and Gandaki provinces have disrupted normal daily life. Snowfall has been reported in highlands of districts like Bazang, Bajura and Acham in Sudurpashim province, bringing colder temperatures to the area. The Baglung section of the Mid Hill Highway has been blocked since yesterday morning due to heavy rain and snowfall. The Nisikhola East Rukum section in particular is impassable because of thick snow. In Patihalne, Nisikhola Rural Municipality 6, up to 1.5 feet of snow has accumulated. Surya Bahadur Ghartimagar, chairman of Nisikhola Rural Municipality, confirmed that vehicles travelling to and from East Rukum, West Rukum, Jazarkot, Dolpa and other areas have been halted due to the road blockage. Heavy snowfall has also affected the upper part of Dhorpatan Hunting Reserve, and the cold weather is disrupting several areas of Mugu district. However, farmers are elated as the snow and rain in late February are expected to boost crop production. This comes after a dry winter season with no rainfall in the region. Farmers are relieved and happy to see the long-awaited snow and rain after a prolonged dry spell. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has expressed hope that the Third Nepal-Japan Friendship Summit 2025 will further strengthen the bilateral relations between the two countries. During a meeting with Japanese delegation currently in Kathmandu for the summit, the Nepali coordinators held at Balwatar yesterday, the Prime Minister noted that the government-to-government and people-to-people ties between Nepal and Japan are expanding, including in the areas of trade and commerce. He emphasized the need to elevate the relations to new heights, particularly through the use of information technology. The Prime Minister also praised Japan for demonstrating that war leads to destruction while peace brings development and expressed his wish for global peace. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has stressed the need for increasing investment to seek long-term solutions to the challenges facing the health sector. Speaking at a discussion on people's access to health services during the ongoing 12th Nepal Literature Festival in Pokhara, Health Minister Paudel highlighted that Nepal has fewer hospitals and healthcare professionals compared to its population. He viewed that 30% of the national budget should be allocated to the health sector to ensure better access to healthcare for citizens. The health minister also pointed out the need to make the health insurance program more systematic by addressing existing issues. Meanwhile, the vaccination campaign against cervical cancer stalled in the mountainous districts after adverse weather will resume from Sunday. The snowfall occurred in the districts including Manang, Mustang, Dolpa and Humla, which halted the vaccination drive. In a regular video briefing yesterday, the spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said Manang, Mustang and Humla districts will have the vaccination on Monday, while Dolpa on March 6. In the nationwide campaign run from February 4 to 18, the ministry has met 92% of its target for SPV vaccination. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Azurana Deoba has said that her week-long visit to Geneva remained successful and fruitful. After returning home with the completion of her visit to Geneva, Minister Dr. Rana said Nepal requested to support all member states of the United Nations in its candidacy for the membership of the Human Rights Council for the period 2027-29, the Economic and Social Council for the period 2029-31, and the Security Council for the period 2037-38. During the visit, Minister Dr. Rana met with United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, and informed him about the situation of human rights and transitional justice in Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The first National Bamboo Conference is concluding today. The conference commenced on Thursday, 27th February, and is concluding today, March 1st, in Diktel Bazar, Khotang. Diktel Rupakot Mozuagadi Municipality is the main organizer of the event. Forest Research and Training Center, Babarmahal, Ministry of Forest and Environment, Koshi Province, and Green Bamboo Creation, Lalitpur, are also the organizers of the conference. Organizers say the main objective of the conference is to generate income from bamboo and promote it. A decision was made to gift a bamboo chair to high-ranking people to implement utilizing bamboo products in practice and to warn the government to implement and make the implementation of the policy of the using local products in practice. It may be noted that 13 different varieties of bamboo are found in the municipality. Now it's time for some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has clashed with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a furious exchange at the White House, with the U.S. President telling his Ukrainian counterpart to make a deal with Russia or we're out. At the Oval Office on Friday, Trump and his Vice President J.D. Vance berated Zelensky for being disrespectful and not thanking the U.S. enough for its support. Zelensky, who was meeting with Trump to convince him not to side with Russian President Vladimir Putin and discuss possible U.S. security guarantees for Ukraine in the event of a ceasefire. The pair interrupted each other repeatedly in front of the media during what was supposed to be a prelude to the two leaders signing a minerals deal. But Zelensky was told by the Americans to leave before the deal could be signed. The meeting to discuss the U.S.-Ukraine deal, which involves access to Ukrainian oil, gas, and rare minerals, came after the new U.S. president appeared to blame Zelensky for the war and cited him for not starting peace talks with Russia earlier. As the Ukrainian leader left the White House shortly after the verbal match, Trump took to the Truth social media app, which he owns, to write that Zelensky was not ready for peace if America is involved. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali and Sudarpasim province and the high hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpasim province and at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 9 to 11 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 19 to 21 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Snow and rain in high hilly and mountainous regions of the provinces in the west, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpasim affects normal life. Weather likely to improve today. Former Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzurana Deoba returns home completing a week-long Geneva visit, claims her visit was successful and result-oriented. Health Minister Pradeep Paudhil stresses increasing investment to seek long-term solution to challenges facing health sector. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told to leave White House after angry spat with US President Trump, who accused Zelensky of gambling with World War III. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.